you know, they used to buy them, two bats. Well, it's a little bit complicated, so you have to pay attention. Omar Rava. Kotsar v'tochan ki grogrus v'shigda Shabbos z'zodim malachas. A person, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he knew that it's osur to be kotsar and to be tochen. And he was kotsar and tochen, either both of them, the grogrus, forgetting it was Shabbos and knowing that the malachas are osur. So had that been the only thing that happened, so when he found out that he was over these isurim, so he would have to bring one korban. Both for one carbon for Ksira and Techina, because it was Shigda Shabbos and Zodon Malachos, one Shgaga, you have one carbon for the Ksira and the Techina together. The Chazar, the Kotzer, the Tochen, Kegrogris, and he, still forgetting, he went and he did it again, but now he knew it was Shabbos and he forgot about the Malachos. Okay, so Behelem Echad, he basically did four Malachos, Ksira and Techina twice. First time he did it was B'shigiga Shabbos and Zod Malachos, and the second time he did it was the opposite. He knew what's it called, it was Shabbos, he just forgot that these Malachos were awesome. The Nodalo al Tziru Tchina Shoshigiga Shabbos, the Zod Malachos, and then he found out, he discovered that he did what he did wrong the first time, right, the Tziru and the Tchina that he did, when he had forgotten that it is Shabbos. And knew that there were the malachos, and Rashi says that he was makar shekarbon. Okay, so it's not just that he knew, but he was makar shekarbon too. So the chazer v'nodalo al ksira v'altkina shel zav nishav v'sheish malachos, and then he found out what's it called about the other one. So he found out about the first one first and the second one second, after he was already mafresh a korban for the one that he found out first, the Shigiga Shabbos and Zodim Malachos. And so then what happened is the following. So Ktsira, Goreris Ktsira, Utchina, Goreris Tchina. Okay, let's see the Rashi. So the Rashi explains it very well. Kidrogris, Shir hu l'chol Yisurei Malachos, Shal Shabbos ba'ochlin. Most, Rashi says all, but all of the Yisurei Shabbos have to do with food. The shear is a grogris. Kotzer kegrogris, the tochen kegrogris, b'shigga Shabbos, the zodim malachas. He was kotzer a grogris and tochen a grogris. Okay, in other words, he was over an isadoraisa on both of them with the shear that he bechayev achatas, b'shigga Shabbos, the zodim malachas, the lo mechayev achatas. Had that all been all that he did, he would have been chayv one chatas. The chazer v'kotzer, kigrogris, the tochen kigrogris, the zodin shabbos, the shigis malachas, the mechayv tarte. That all, it was all he had done, and then he found out that he did, he'd be chayv two chatos. One for tzira, one for tzira. So lo nodolo ben asayim shechata, and he didn't know in between that he was chote. All done the helem echad, with one forgetting. The nodolo achrechein, ala tzira v'ala tchina, Kolomer o al zeh, the koshkein al shteihem, and then later on he found out about one of them or both of them, of the first time that he had forgotten that it's Shabbos, and did these malachas. The hifrish the shigga Shabbos the zodim malachas. That's what he found out about the hifrish chatas, and he was makrish a korban chatas for that, right, which means that. Again, that's all that he would have done and all he would have known about, he would bring one chattas that would take care of the ktsira and the tchina, because the shgaga was in Shabbos. Okay, he forgot it was Shabbos. The chattas zu mechaperes alsteya, to achave hu de mechayev alel. And this one chattas would be mechaper on both the ktsira and the tchina that he did, because, what's it called, there was one shgaga. He only forgot it was Shabbos. So ktsira goreres ktsira. So now what he has left is two chatos l'chora to bring, one for the ktsira and one for the tchina of shigigas malachos and zogon Shabbos. Okay, so the halacha is ktsira goreres ktsira shnia. The first ktsira is pulls along with it the second ktsira, the kaparasa. So the when you're mechaper on the first ktsira, So the second one's pulled along with it. Utchina goreris is atchina hashnia, v'nisnapru kulam. And the second tchina, the first tchina pulls away the second, pulls with it the second one too. Since you're bringing a chattas for tchina and ketzira, right, even though you're only one chattas, this chattas is mechaper on both of them. So since you haven't yet remembered that you did the other one, so this chattas takes care of the other one too. And even though for the other chattas you should really be chayv two chattos for the other aveira, but since you're bringing a chattas for ketzira and tchina, so the ktsira pulls along the other ktsira, and the tchina pulls along the other tchina, and you don't have to bring any more chatos. The kaimalon, right, this is similar to the case, ochav shnei zeisei chelad, the helen echad, eino chayiv avachas. If you ate two kezeisim of chelad in one forgetting, you're only chayiv one chatos. The zusha osa shtei ktsiros behelen echad, here you did two separate ktsiros with one helen, one forgetting, right? You either forgot the malachos or you forgot the Shabbos, but it was all one forgetting. You didn't realize you did an aveira in between, right? At first you knew, forgot it was Shabbos, but you knew that these are malachos. And then in the middle of the day you woke up, right, and you remembered it's Shabbos, but didn't remember you did those malachos. And you then, forgot that these malachos are awesome. Okay, so it's in one forgetting completely. You forgot different things. But you didn't remember you did an aveira. At no point did you remember you did an aveira. Until after everything was finished, then you remembered the first one, and you were mafresh a chattas. You didn't bring the chattas yet. You were mafresh the chattas, right? Now that chattas will be mechaper on everything because of greira. Okay. V'zushasa shtei ksiros behelem echad shelo nodolo ben ksira l'ksira. He didn't know between the two ksiras that he did an aveira. Shechata. The apopi shahalama shall shniya chaluk tzasmi shall rishoma, even though the second forgetting is different than the first forgetting, it's not one long forgetting. It's two different forgettings, but it's no remembering. So helem echadu, it's one forgetting. Lamaisa, you forgot that you did an aveira, that you were doing something that could be an aveira. The lo noda lo cheto ben asai, you didn't know that you did an aveira in between. The yedios chet hu de mechalekas. It's knowing that you did an aveira that separates the chatos. Not just knowing what you did, but knowing that you did an aveira. And in between these four maisen, ktsira, tchina, you had no knowledge that you did any aveira. Hilka chatazu shebola ktsira utchina rishoma. This chatos, which will take care of both the ktsira and tchina, the first one, with one chatos, this chatos would have been mechaper on both of them, because you only have to bring one chata since it was Shigig Shabbos, right? The Chin Rishon Atzarvayu Kaima, it's going separately on each one. So this chata is if it's Mechaper on the Tchina by itself and the Ksira by itself. The Nisvapru Im HaKsira called Ksira Sha'olav, Shanasu Behelen Echad. And with that Ksira, that this is Mechaper, all the Ksiras that he did, with one forgetting, until he found out that he did an Aveira, are taken care of. The imatchina nisnapru kol atchino sha'olav kishosam behelem echad. With this tchina, the chatas of the tchina, all the other ones are taken care of. So with this one chatas, he's mechaper on four averus. Okay. Aval nodalo al tzira shel zodin shabbos the shigdis malachas. One second. But if he knew in between, about the ktsira if he first found out about the ktsira of Zodin Shabbos, the Shigdis Malachos, so in that situation he'd have to bring two chatos, okay? But he only knew about the ktsira. If he would have known about the tchina, he would have to bring a separate korban. Because there it's Zodin Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos. So there's two shkagos. He was shogeg, he thought tchina was mutter, he thought ktsira was mutter. He didn't know that these things were awesome. Okay. So, and it's not such a wild thing. He thought, the first time he did it one way, and he thought that he knew this was Osir. The second time he did Ktsira and Tchina a different way, and he thought that was Mutter. So not that he forgot about Ktsira and Tchina completely. He didn't know that this specific thing was Melechus Ktsira, this was Melechus Tchina. Okay, so now what happened was like this. He was over, and it makes no difference, both the Tosfos Rosh or Divos, it makes no difference which one you did first, which one you did second. The major difference is which one you found out about, right? Or which one at least you were mafish the korban on. Okay, so the sequence, the order of what you actually did is irrelevant. The order is when you found out about it. Which one did you find out about first? So what happens though if you found out about only the ktsira of Zodin Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos? So you'd have to bring a separate korban on the ktsira. Okay, and that wouldn't take care of the tchina that was done with it because it's two separate chatos. Okay. So now the halacha is like this: ktsira gereres ktsira. So the chatos that you were mafrish on that ktsira will pull along the other ktsira. The ktsira you did with Zodin Shabbos, what's it called, Shigiga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos. Okay, because these two ktsiras were done the helamechot. They were done in one forgetting. So the ktsira will take care of the other ktsira. But utrina she'ima, and also take care of the trina that was with it. Because that is considered all one chet. Because you did it the Shigiga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos. Right? So the trina and the ktsira are considered like one. So since it pulls along the ktsira, it'll pull along the trina also. Okay? So this one chatas will take care of itself, will take care of the ktsira that you did, the Shigiga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos, and since then that chatas on that ktsira would have taken care of the trina too, because it was all one avera, it'll pull along the trina also. Right?
Our ktsira of Zodin Malachos.
Right. But it'll pull along the one of Shigiga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos. Right? The ktsira of Zodin Shabbos and Shigiga Malachos will pull along the ktsira of Shigiga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos. It'll also pull along the trina of that because they're all one thing. The ktsira and the trina were one thing because that was Shigiga Shabbos. It was all one shogit. Right? Utrina shekenegda b'mkomo nedes. However, the trina that you did, the Shigigas Malachos and Zodin Shabbos, will remain without a chatas. That one didn't help. Because you only knew about the ktsira, and each one here is separate. Here, the ktsira and the trina are two separate things. You only knew about the ktsira, you didn't know about the trina. And you were mafresh a korban for ktsira of Shigigas Malachos and Zodin Shabbos. Okay? That wouldn't help for its own trina. That would only help for ktsira. But that ktsira will pull along the original ktsira, which was all done the helamechot, and since that ktsira and trina were one unit, it'll pull along the trina of that one too. Okay, that's what Rav said, right? So, you're going to end up bringing two chatos: one for the ktsiros and the first trina, the trina that was done b'shigga Shabbos and Zodin Malachos, and you'll have to bring a separate korban chatos for the trina that was done, b'zodon Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, separate malach of trina. Abaya Omar, trina nomer gorer's trina. Right, the trina also helps. In other words, what happens is like this: the ktsira will pull along the original ktsira plus the trina with it, because that's all one yun. And once it pulls along the trina, this second trina was also the helenecha, so it'll pull along that too. Right. In the name Gorer's Trina, Shame Trina Achas. Hey, it's all one Trina, because you all did it the Helamechot. So once this Korban Chatas will help for the first Trina, even though that Trina was one with the Ksira, it'll help for the separate Trina of the second Avera too. The Machlokas Abai and Rava, we'll see later on, is, do we say Greira de Greira? Do we use Greira twice, or only once? Okay.
To Rashi. Make a difference if you
already bring the Korban. No, the Rama says, "Sokim yibrut the Korban in between," and the Korban helps for that. But the Rashi said, "Sokim yimafresh the Korban." Okay. Ktsira goreres ktsira b'shniya the kaparasa utchina goreres es atchina hashniya v'nishap rukula the kaimelon. Oh, we did this already. Okay. Yeah. I will know the lo al ktsira achrona, but if you first found out about the second ktsira, Shebizodon Shabbos, the Shigas Malachos, where you would have had to bring two separate chatos, one for the ktsira, one for the trina, because you did them the Shigas Malachos. The Hifrish Aleha Korban, and you were Makrish a Korban for that ktsira, Hoel the Korban Zelo Shaicha Trina Shima. This Korban wouldn't have helped for the trina you did together with this ktsira, because it was two separate shkogos. The Malachos were the Shogig, not Shabbos. The Akol Chad Mechayev, he had in the Siyad Alei Karvayu. If you would have known about both of them, you'd have to bring two separate Chatos. Ktsira Goreris Ktsira Shoma. Here again, the Ktsira pulls along the first Ktsira and takes care of that. Utchina Shima. It also pulls along the Tchina that you did there because that was one unit. Because it was Shigiga Shabbos. Shorishona. Utchina Achrona, Shekenegdo Shorishona, but the second Tchina, which would have needed a korban by itself, bimkom omedes, that remains unatoned for. The chin siyata le mechayvala. And when you find out about that chin, you have to bring a separate chatas. So one chatas will help for three of the things, and the fourth thing, the second chinna, you have to bring a separate chatas. And Baya says, no, ktsira goreres ktsira, kamish batishnei zei seichol abehele mechot. Hey, right, the first ktsira will pull away the second ktsira pull away the first ktsira, just like if you ate two zeis in behele mechot. The tchina she'im ktsira rishona, hainu mishum greira, right? The apagav, the ikr korban, lav mishum ktsira, the bahadah, even though the main korban is not because of the ktsira, right, asa, it's not for that original ktsira, it's for the second ktsira, which was a separate thing, right, asa, hoil the ikhper le bahadeh ktsira basraisa, since the original ktsira is going to be nishkater, and that ktsira was a unit together with the tchina, right, Gorera l'tchina she'ima b'hadoi. It'll pull along that tchina too. Sharishteim hayu pluyos b'korban echot. Dein kapar l'zu b'shalobuzu. Shalobuzu. Right? Since those two were considered one unit, if you're being mechaper on part of the unit, you're mechaper on the whole unit. Uchina she'kenegdo medes b'koma. De greira l'greira l'aminen. We don't say two greiras. One greira, you say. L'chpure tchina achrona. The last tchina won't help. In tchina rishona, mishum shnei zei seichela behelem echad, do kamai segufa begreira hida mechapra. The only reason the first tchina is mischaper is because of greira. So to make that pull along another thing, something that's been pulled along doesn't pull along something else. That's what Rav holds. And Abaye holds no shame tchina achasi. The apagav the kamai segufa begreira asya, amrina greira legreira. Abaye holds, no, we do say greira legreira, we do say that something that's been pulled along can pull along something else. Okay. Now the Gemara is the following question. Umi islay the rava greira. Does rava hold the chlal of greira? Not that he doesn't hold the greira legreira. Does he hold the greira the chlal? Because itmar, ochal shnei zeisei chelev, behelem echot, you ate two kezesim of chelev, with one forgetting. You forgot that chaylev was osur, or you forgot that this was chaylev, and you ate two kezesim of it. Okay? Two different eatings. Two different eatings with one forgetting. The no dolal achas mehen, right? And you forgot about one of them. Okay? And you knew about one of them. Then you found out about one of them. Okay? You ate chaylev A and chaylev B, and you found out about chaylev A. Okay? The chazer v'ochel kezayis behelam ososheni. And then you ate chaylev C, you still forgot about B. Okay? You knew, you forgot A and B, then you found out about A, and you ate C.
Amazing.
Shogit. It's all shogit. It's all shogit. There was no kavanah. It's shogit. Okay? So you ate A b'shogit, and then you ate B b'shogit. Same shogit. Okay? If you would found out about both of them, you'd bring one chatas. Then you, what's it called, you found out about A, okay, but you didn't know yet about B. And then you did C. So B and C are Behelem Echad, and A and B are Behelem Echad. But A and C are not Behelem Echad. There was a yediyah between A and C, but not between A and B, and not between B and C. Okay? Omar Rava, Hevi Korban al Rishon, Rishon v'Sheni Mischav. If you brought a korban for the first one, so the first one and second one are nishaper, because they were done, behelem echad. And if you ate two zeisei chelev behelem echad, you bring one korban. So A and B were done with one forgetting, so if you want to go bring a korban for A, B is nishaper. Rishon v'shen nishaper, and gimel enos, but the third one not, because the third one was not done behelem echad with the first one. A and C were not done behelem echad. You remembered A before you did C. Hey, the korban al ashlishi. If you brought a korban for C, right, shlishi v'sheni is stopping. Then C and B have kapara, because C and B were done behelam echad. Rishon ain't a mistaper. But A is not a mistaper, because that was done behelam achar from C. Okay, so if you brought a korban on C, B is included, but not A. If you brought a korban on A, B is included, but not C. Hey, the korban on soy, if you brought a korban on B, nisnapru kulan, all of them are nisnapru. Why? Because B was behelam echad with A, and B was behelam echad with C. Two different halamos, but it was behelam echad in both of them. Right? And therefore, what's it called? All of them are nisnapru. Right? B, because of the helam echad that had with A, and what's it called? A, because of the helam echad with B, and C, because of the helam echad with B. Abaya Omer, Apilu Hevi Korban al Echad Mehem Nisnapru Kulan. Right, even if you brought a korban for one of them, right, all of them are nisnapru. Right, because again, it's greater the greater. Okay. Or it says, Bosser, the Shomei Babaya Savra, after, so here, but Rabba says that there's no greater at all. Here's one greater, right, that, what's it called, that the case would be where you brought a korban. You knew about, what's it called, you brought a korban on C, okay, or A. So there, Abaya holds, all of them are being nischaper. Even though C wasn't done behelam echad with A, but B was. And C was done behelam echad with B. So greater, right? A pulls along, A, what's it called, is nischaper on B, and B pulls along C. That's what Abaya says. And Rava says, no pulling along nothing. Only the ones that were done to Helam Echad and Ischaper. And there's no greater of the Chlal, even one time greater or not. So the Chara, what's it called? How can Rava say at least over here there is one time greater, and here he says no greater at all? Tomorrow it says, Basa, the Shomer Bayasabra. Enochinami. Originally Rava didn't hold of greater at all. After he heard from Abaya this concept of greater, he agreed with him in one greater, but he didn't agree with him in two greaters. Ihachi, Trina, Nami, Tigra, Latrina. Let the Trina pull along the other Trina. Greira Isle. One Greira he agreed with Abaya. Greira the Greira Lesley. But two Greiras not. A double Greira, that's where Abaya and Rava argue. So we have the original Machlokas, right, is Greira the Greira. Originally Rava held even one Greira not. But after he heard from Abaya, he agreed with him with one Greira, but not Greira the Greira.
That's the case happened first.
But?
Right,
the second case that they talked about, Shnei Zei Seichot, Caleb, right, happens first. Right. Okay. Let's see. Well, me Isle L'Rava Greira, Atchina She'ima Kaparech. Right, for the second Tchina, the Megreira Imakzira, the Megar Imakzira. Okay, the Apagab, the Korban Lava Hikzira, even though the Korban's not for that Kzira, Ifrish, the inach kulu lav greira ika. Wait one second. The inach kulu lav greira ika. The tsira the helam echad lav greira. Rashi says the original tsira with tsira is not called greira. But since it was done the helam echad, that's like two zeite chelev, right? That were done the helam echad. That's not one pulling the other one. That's not greira. That's one chatos on two things that become one. That's not called greira. Is only where. What you're doing is not was not the helam echad. Either was a different malach, it was a different thing, whatever. But where it was the exact same thing, and it was done the helam echad, that's not called greater. That's a stam halacha. Right? If you ate two zei sechela, the helam echad, it's not that one's goer or the other. That, the chal, you don't have to come on to greater. What? It's not called greater. The greater is on the second one, Rashi said.
But one greater, he holds it, that's why.
That's where it's greira. The greira was not the ktsira and ktsira. Right? That's not called greira b'chlal. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, the ktsira ktsira behelam echad lab greira hi. The chol shem aveira hanichbo kamapamim, it's the same aveira done more than one time, behelam echad ein bo el chatas achad. That's a halacha, it's one chatas. That's not greira. That's a halacha of shnei aveiras behelam echad. So Rishon Mesheni Mishaprin, Shari Behelam Ohoya. The first two are Nishaper because they were two Zeisechela Behelam Echad. That has nothing to do with greater. That has to do with the fact it's one Aveira. Right? When you did one Aveira twice, Behelam Echad, that's one Aveira. That's not greater. Tlishi ein mischaper, velo amrinen hoil v'hasheni mischaperim harishon shebehelomo ligurei l'shlishi imo betaporoso v'yapagav goshayu v'hadei rishon. We don't say that the second one will pull the third one along. Then it is greater, because these two, A and C, were done not the Helamechot. So now that since A is going to be Mechaper on B, which is one Aveira, let B pull along C, which it would have been Mechaper to. That Rava says, no, that's greater. One greater, Rava says, forget about it. Okay? And here, by our case, at least one greater he held up. Hevi Korban, Kishifrifu, Hifrisho, Hiskir Bo Shemoso Zayas, when he was Matrishit, he remembered the first Zayas. Hevi Korban on Tsoi, Nishapru Kulam. The aims are greater. If he brought a Korban on B, then all of them are Shapru, and that's nothing to do with greater again. Because B was Behelam Echad of A and Behelam Echad of C. We're not pulling along anything. Right? It's one Aveira with A and it's one Aveira with C. So it's Mechapra on both of them. The aims are greater. Elakulam Behelam Shozeh, are you? All of them were Behelam of B. Abaya Omar de Islay Greira, and Abaya does hold the Greira. Bosa de Shame, Rava me Abaya, the Omar Afilu Hevi Korban al Echad Mehen, Nishapru Kulam, de Islay Greira, Hodr Be Ihu, the Omar Lahi de Lael. That's when Rava said the first case. When he heard what Abaya said, he said, you know what, you're right. There is such a thing as Greira. The Mechapri Tchina Sheima de Greira. That the Tchina Sheima, that's where there's Greira. The fact that the Ksira pulls the Ksira is not Greira. That's one Aveira, the Hell of Echad. But that it pulls the Tchina too, which is one, not the same Aveira. Right? The Tchina She'ima, the Ksira of Shigigas Malachas, pulls along the Ksira of Shigigas Shabbos. And that's not Greira, that's one Aveira. But it also pulls along the Tchina that was with it, that's one time Greira, that Rava does hold. But he does holds also that that Tchina can't pull along the second Tchina, because that's Greira the Greira. Ihachi, the Kabaya Svirale, Domer Greira, Tchina Shi'ima, the Chapra Begreira, Tigra Nami, the Tchina Shikanegda. Let the Tchina that was done together with the Ksira, the Shigya Shabbos, which is considered one unit, pull along the Tchina that was done, the Shigya's Malachos, and be Machapra for that too. Right? Mishim Shnei Sei Sechela, Behalamecha. Right? This is the same Allah, right? They pulled along the Trina, not Mitzad, that's Mitzad Greira. Okay. Greira, de Greira, ki hach de Trina kamaisa, lo ichapra ele de Greira. The only reason the first Trina is in Schaper is because of Greira. The Tzira pulls along the Trina. Now we want that Trina to pull along another Trina, that can't do. That's Greira de Greira. De Greira, de lo alecho, de lo al Tzira shi'ima bo ha-korban, ele de igrir bahadei Tzira. Therefore, this Greira can't cause another Greira. Okay, Lawrence? Milsa the Pshita Luhu Labayev Arava, Niboyele Rabzeira. That which was Poshit to Abay and Rava, right, that at least there's one Greira, right, is Niboyele Rabzeira. Rabzeira himself had a shayla about this and came to another conclusion. The boy Rabzeira, Mirabasi. Rabzeira had this shayla from Rabasi. The Amri law boy mine Rabbi Yirmiyah Reb Zera. And some say that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this shaila to Reb Zera. Kotzar v'tochan chasi grogris b'shigigah Shabbos b'zodin malachas. Okay? You either were kotzir or toche. Not both. Either way. Right? You made tzir on a chasi grogris. Had that all been all you did, you wouldn't bring a chatas. Tochus mikashir. Okay? And you did that chasi shir. B'shigah Shabbos was other malachas. You forgot it was Shabbos. You knew that it's also to be kotzer, and you only kotzer a chatzi shir. The chazar v'kotzer v'tochan chatzi grogros the zodin Shabbos the shigah malachas. And then you did another chatzi shir, but now you what's it called? You knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot that this is tzir, right? Or you did it a little bit differently, and you thought this was okay. The first one you knew wasn't okay, but you didn't know it was Shabbos. Now you remembered it was Shabbos, but you thought it's okay to be kosher like this. Okay? And each time, forget about Ksira and Tchina. We're only talking about one of them. Either Ksira or Tchina. Okay? So don't get confused. So let's just say Ksira. You were kosher, chatzi, grogris, the shigiga Shabbos, and zodim malachos. And then the Helam Echad, you still were forgot, but you didn't remember you did a chet, but now you remembered it Shabbos, it's Zodan Shabbos, but you forgot that this malacha is Aser, and you did another chatzi grovus. You were kotzer another chatzi grovus. Okay. Baru, she had starved. Are they mitzarif or not? If it would have been a regular case, right, you were kotzer, you forgot it was Shabbos, you were kotzer a chatzi grovus, you didn't think about it, you didn't remember that it was Shabbos, and you were kotzer another chatzi grovus, they've been mitzarif. No problem. And you have to bring your chatzi. But here, the shigigos are different, right? It started out with a shigiga Shabbos, right? And now it ended up with a zodon Shabbos and shigigas malachas. Omer lei, chalukim lechatos, v'lo mitzarfin. Since they are chalukim lechatos, since you would have to bring two separate chatos on it, but not mitzarfin. If it would have been a grogris. If you had done this with two grogris in, you would have to bring two separate chatos. Therefore, they're not mitzvah either, the half that you did this way, half you did this way, for any chatos. Had you done a shear of each one, Reb Zeira said, right, you would have to, what's it called, bring a separate chatos on each one. Right? So Mar says, first of all, the Gemara challenges that. The chol heichad, the chaluk and the chatos, lo mitzvah, wherever, if you had done a full shear, you would have to bring two separate chatos. It's not mitzvah, that prevents it from doing that same thing half and half, that it's mitzvah at least for one chatos. For hasnan, I'll show you a case where the chalukim lechatos and still the mitzvah. Ochal chela v'chela v'helem echad, eino chayev ela achas. If you ate two kizesim of chela v'helem echad, you chayev one chatos. Okay? That's simple. Ochal chela v'dam v'noser u'pigul v'helem echad. If you ate chaylev, dam, noser, pigle, right, all these different aveiras, behelem echad, right, you forgot all of them, okay, you didn't know you did any aveira and you ate, you went to a restaurant and course one was chaylev, course two was dam, right, you didn't know about any of them, okay, chayev al kol achas vachas, each one's a different name of an aveira, you chayev for each one, you chayev a chatas on the dam and the chaylev and so on. Zu chomer beninim har beninim echad. That's the chomer when you have different ninin and when you only have one nin. One nin done more than one time, the helem echad is chayv one chatas. Many ninin done, each one time, the helem echad is chayv for each different nin. The zu chomer b'min echad minim harbi. However, there is a chomer that one nin has over many ninin. Shim ochel chatsi zayis. The chazer v'ochel chatsi zayis minim echad. Right, if you ate a chatzi zayis of chelet, and then you ate another chatzi zayis of chelet, chayiv, then there's a mitzvah. But mishnei minim potter, if you had chatzi chelet dam, and a chatzi kazayis of dam, and a chatzi kazayis of chelet, right, behelem echad, they're not mitzvah. Because they're two different minim. The habdinim bo, minim echad chayiv, tzrich lemeimah. You have to tell me that if you ate what's it called? Two zaysin of chaylev, half zaysin of chaylev. They're mitzvah. That's partial. What do we need to be told? This big chiddush. Tzrich lemeima. Vom Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish said, no, it's a chiddush here. Mishum bar tutni, hochem mayaskinan, kigon sho'ochlu b'shnei tamchuyim. You ate it in two different dishes. You made chaylev two different ways. You made fried chaylev and boiled chaylev. So I might think they're not mitzvah, because they've got two different minim, right? Reb Yeshua here, the Omar tamchuyin mechalkin, and they go according to Reb Yeshua, who says that if you would have eaten a kezayis of boiled chaylev and a kezayis of fried chaylev, that you bring two chatos, okay? But if you ate a half a kezayis of boiled chaylev and a half a kezayis of fried chaylev, they're mitzvah, and you bring one chatos, okay? So tamchuyim mechalkin, mao d'shava, om Rabbi Yeshua ben l'kula ben l'chumra, that when Rabbi Yeshua said tamchuyim or mechalkin, meaning that you bring two chatos, if you ate two zeisei chelev behelem echad, one fried and one boiled, right? That he also, that's l'chumra, that you have to bring two chatos, that he would say the same thing l'kula, that if you ate half a kezayis fried and half a kezayis boiled, you wouldn't bring any chatos because they're separate. That's l'kula, right? Bein lechumra, bein lekula. Kamash malon to lekula lo amar, lechumra ko amar. That's the chiddush over here that Rabbi Yeshua, even the whole time chuyim mechalkin, that boiled and fried are two different things. Lagabe chatos, that if you ate a full kazayis of one, the helem echad of the full kazayis of the other, you have to bring two chatos. Still, if you ate a half a kazayis of this and a half a kazayis of the other one, they're mitzvarit. So what do we see? When they're cholik the karbonos, they what's it called? They're still mitzvarit. Not wherever it's cholik the karbonos, they're not mitzvarit. Do we see it is mitzvarit? V'ha'ocha the chaluk and the chatos v'ka mitzvarte. Omer le, mar areisha masti lo, the kasha le. You learn this on the reisha and you have a kasha? Anana seifa masnin in love alo kasha man. We learn it on the seifa and there's no kasha. What's the seifa? Mishnei minim potter. Right? The seifa was that if you have it from two minim, right, you're potter. Two different minim, dam and chelev, right, then you're potter because they're not mitzvarte. It's what's called Mishnei Potter. Srikh Lameimer, that's no chiddush. Right? They had chatsi zayis of dam and a chatsi zayis of chaylev. What's the chiddush? The omresh lakish, mishum bartutni, la'olam imin echad. No, it's really talking where it's chaylev. Half a zayis of chaylev and half a zayis of chaylev. Why isn't it mitzvarit? Because it's damai kori l'shnei minim. Why is it called two different minim? Shachlu b'shnei tanchumi, because they ate them two different dishes. I ate it boiled and fried. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua, and Taka goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer Tamchuyin Mechalkin, who says that Tamchuyin are separate for Chatos. The Hakamashmalan. And yet, even though since it separates for Chatos, it's not Mitzvarit either. It's not Mitzvarit. It's like you ate half a Kazayas of Dam and half a Kazayas of Chelev. It's not Mitzvarit. Same thing if you ate half a kazayas of boiled chaylev and half a kazayas of fried chaylev, also not mitzvah. The hakaman has a chiddush. The Amr Rabbi Yeshua, bein lechula, bein lechura, bein lechumra. That Rabbi Yeshua said his din, bein lechumra, bein lechula. Okay, so until now we've just explained what's going on over here. Right? So mi the seifa min echad u'shnei tamchuin, the fact that the seifa now we've established, the seifa is talking about chaylev and chaylev, one boiled and one fried. Okay, michlau, the reisha, min echad, the tamchuy echad. So it must be that the reisha, where it says it isn't mitzvarit, is talking about chaylev, and it was either both boiled or both fried. Right, min echad, the tamchuy echad. Tzrich lemeimer, that I need to be told, that you ate two kazesim of chaylev that were both boiled or both fried, that you have to bring one chatas. Om Rav Huna, hachamai eskine, don't you haisel o yediya bin asai. Right? It's talking where there was a... So 1 second. So, what's the quote? So, Rav Huna said, it's talking where you knew about it in between. Right? You ate a half a kazayas of chaylev boiled. And another half a kazayas of chaylev boiled. Okay? And what's it called? Ster mitzvarit. There is mitzvarit. Okay? So, Mara says, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is that you had a yediyah in between. You knew that you ate the first half of Kazayas Chelev, right, Be'isser, before you ate the second half of Kazayas Chelev. And Ram Gamliel, and this goes according to Ram Gamliel, to Omer, ain't Yediyah v'chatzishir. That knowing that you ate a chatzishir is not called a Yediyah. You had to know that you did a full chet in order to be mechalek. But since you didn't know you did a full chet, you only ate a chatzishir, that's not called a Yediyah. And it's as if you didn't know in between, and then it's tarif, and you have to bring a chatzis. If you would have eaten a full kazayas, and then known that you did that, and then ate another kazayas, you'd have to bring two chatos. But here, you ate a half a kazayas, you knew that you ate the half a kazayas, and you ate another half a kazayas. So there, that knowing that you ate a half a kazayas is not mechalik the two things, and you have to bring one chatos. Because it's mitzvarit. Now it's just like you ate a full kazayas of chayla. Okay, see the Rashi's. Milsa the Pshitelahu, the Zodin Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas, the Zodin Malachas, the Shigas Shabbos, Ein Chalukim Lechatos, right? That, what's it called? Dover, that's Poshit, to Abai and Rava, that if you change your Shgaga, right? You originally were Shigas Shabbos, and then you were afterwards Shigas Malachas, okay? Are not chob mechalik lechatos, kidika amre, the zem is chaper bekon banashos there, that you say at least one greira, that this one could be mischaper with the korban of the other one. The lo amrina kishnei halomos ninu, we don't say that they're two different forgettings, since you didn't remember the chet. You remember it was Shabbos, but you didn't know you do a did a chet. You remember the malachas, but you didn't know it did a chet. The nechayim chadas rather than Shabbos. The shigas malachas. The chadas shigas Shabbos is on malachas. And we don't say that you're going to be chayav one chadas on what you did when you forgot Shabbos and one for what you did when you forgot the malachas. But it's all one considered one forgetting. The apagav the chad gufa da deirahi misapkale that Rav Zeira wasn't sure about. Kotzer v'tochan. Chazar o tochan. Doesn't mean he did both. Over here it means he did one. One of them. Chazar v'chazar. The lo nodu lo bin asay machato. And he didn't know in between. Right? So he was kotzer b'shigas Shabbos, and he was kotzer b'shigas Malachas. Now she had starfu. Are they starf or not? Since each one was only a chatzi shabbos. Ktsiro ktsira l'kashir. Are they both ktsiras now mitstarif for a shir? Since they were done with a different shgada, okay, the ischayev mischayev mi havi hela mechon mitzdarte odil mekishne halamas nino velo mitzdarte. So that which Abai and Rava held clear, that the fact that you change your shgada in between doesn't make any difference. Or that was Reb Zeira's kasha. Does it make a difference or not? Chalukim lechatos. And what was Reb Zeira's maskana? If he was the one who was asked the question. Right? Since they're cholik lechatos, if you would have been done it a shul shir, behelim, let's go behelim echad, but one was shigas Shabbos and one was shigas malachos, you'd have to bring two chatos. Clearly not like Abai and Rava. Because according to Abai and Rava, you don't have to bring one chatos. If you didn't know you did a chet in between, and you what's it called, then you did one behelim shigas Shabbos and one behelim echad with shigas malachos. So that's where the Gemara says that what Abai and Rava knew for sure, Reb Zeira was mesupik about. Ihavi kashir l'chad, if there would be a shir for each one, ein echad mehem mishap b'korban ha'bal chaveru, then one would not be mishap with the korban you brought for the other one. Hilkach lo mitzvarti, therefore not mitzvarti. Now the Gemara is just going to discuss what this case was, but that's the end of that part. Right? Now we know that Reb Zeira doesn't hold like Abai and Rava, because Abai and Rava hold that the aveira you did, b'shigas Shabbos and zadon malachos, is considered the same aveira that you did b'zadon Shabbos and shigas malachos if it was behelim echad. And Reb Zeira clearly holds up like that. That if you would have, what's it called, kotzer, b'zadon Shabbos and shigas malachos, and then behelim echad you were kotzer, b'shigas Shabbos and zadon malachos, you'd have to bring two chatos.